Hello, Internet. This is the new Shooter Canada podcast coming to you from deep beneath the secret hidden igloo, broadcasting from the Great White North. I'm your host, George, and let's get on with the show.
Lawyer's a liar, and the future looks bright like a four-alarm fire. An old man pictures a robin's egg falling, crushed underfoot as he limps through his license plate.
Hello, and welcome to episode 8 of the new Shooter Canada podcast. In this episode, I'll be talking about Power Factor. But first, let's get the contact information out of the way just right quick. The website is www.newshootercanada.ca. You can follow the show on Facebook. Between the episodes, I often post up gun-related material, as well as range day photos and such. So just put New Shooter Canada in your search bar and hit enter, and we should pop up there. Also, we have an email address, which is host@newshootercanada.ca. Okay, with that taken care of, let's get into today's topic. So what is power factor? Power factor is a numerical value that is given to a round being fired from a pistol. Okay, what the heck did I just say? Okay, let's try putting it this way. Using a mathematical formula containing bullet weight times velocity divided by 1,000. Okay, that isn't any clearer either. Power factor, simply put, is a method used in shooting sports to create a level playing field for all participants. Why would the playing field not be level? Well, it all comes down to recoil and getting back on target and your follow-up shots. Since I shoot cowboy action, I'll use that as my example, but it's really the same case for IPSC and IDPA as far as having power factor limits and such. Although, actually with that being said, IPSC and IDPA, because you're using semi-auto pistols, it power factor probably plays even more of a factor in those, because you're with a semi-auto, you're firing off your rounds in succession quite quickly. With the single action, you've got to cock the hammer each time, which does take up a bit of time. But you know what? With some of the cowboy guys, they get cycling those hammers quite quick. So, but anyways, I've kind of diverged already, and I just started my show. So, I'll post up some links to the information. The Wikipedia page for Power Factor has got some good information on it. So, kind of getting back to my script here. In cowboy, you can use different calibers, ranging from 38 Special all the way up to the 44 Magnum. And if memory serves me correct, you might even be able to go 44-40. But I know 44 Magnum for sure. As I mentioned before and in previous shows, I shoot the 45 Colt. And when I shoot my pistols, I have about a 3 to 4 inch muzzle flip. Now, what a muzzle flip is when you press the trigger, and the round fires, the recoil is going to naturally cause your muzzle to raise up into the air. Now, 3 to 4 inches is quite a bit, and that's something I need to work on. I've never actually measured. I'm just kind of ballparking. I know that flips up. I don't know what it actually is, but anyways, so that's what muzzle flip is. And when your muzzle flips up, you've got to bring it back down, reacquire your sight picture, and fire your follow-up shot. So, with me, I shoot a standard load 45 Colt. I shoot 200 grain lead bullet with 5.5 grains of IMR 700X powder. Now, this gives me about 450 feet per second. So I shoot, it's a fairly hefty load that I'm shooting. I could make them hotter, but there's no point in that. So doing some mathematical foo, and my power factor based on those numbers is 170. Now with SAS, the minimum power factor is 60. So I'm shooting almost three times the minimum power factor. Now, as I've said before, you know, I'm in this to, you know, I get to play cowboys with real guns. You know, that's what I get out of this. I get to, you know, shoot metal targets. I get to dress up like a cowboy. The camaraderie is just fantastic. So I haven't actually really done anything as far as reducing my loads to get a lower power factor. You know, I may do that in the future, but so right now I'm shooting a power factor of 170, which is like way overkill, but you know, I don't care. It is what it is, and that's what it's going to be. So, oh, and as for the mathematical foo, I'll get that in, get back to that in just a minute. So, now I'm not the only person in SAS that reloads. So to stop the, what's to stop the next guy to load, say, 4 grains of powder in his loads, giving him reduced recoil and quicker sight acquisition? Well, he'd have, what would happen is he'd have an advantage over me because his follow-up shots would be much quicker. So what the shooting competitions have done, or have come up with, is a system to keep all the reloaders on the same playing, on a level playing field. And that's what basically power factor is for. Because when you're reloading, you can download your rounds to, you know, you could download them to as low as you want it to, right? But having a power factor, it keeps everyone at a minimum standard. So nobody can go below the power factor in SAS, for instance, at 60. So no one can load below 60. So everyone's going to have the same sort of recoil and muzzle flip and such. Just to give an example of this, in comparison, what I did was I went to Hodgdon's website. They have a website. The link's on the show notes on the webpage, and you can, you know, you can punch in your own custom little recipes, or not recipes, but bullet weights, powders, and such. And then what it'll do is it'll actually kick out a recipe for you. So what I did was 38 Special. Since 38 Special is an extremely common round in Cowboy, for a couple reasons. The power factor, the standard power factor is low, and very little recoil. You can download them, so there's virtually no recoil. And that's the big reason why a lot of cowboy shooters like the 38 Specials, is because you can get some wicked fast shooting times out of it. Just because, like I said, your recoil and your sight acquisition is so fast. So on the website, I punched in a 130 grain bullet with 3.5 grains of 700X powder and did my mathematical foo, and that gives you a power factor of 113. That's the starting load according to Hodgdon. The maximum load for that bullet, for a 38 special, for a 130 grain bullet, the maximum grains is 4.1 grains of 700X. Doing your mathematical foo, that kicks out at 130 power factor. So even like your starting load is 113, so you're almost double. So you could really download that 38 special down to something, you know, that I've never loaded a 38 special, so I don't know how far down you could download those. But there's a lot of room there to play around with your recipes and such. So, and with 38 special, you're looking at such little recoil to begin with. So you could, you know, you could very easily reduce that, I'm sure. So with that being said, now you got to keep in mind that you're not the only one out there competing and shooting. So some shooters, like I've been to a couple competitions now, and some shooters have downloaded their loads so low that often you'll hear a little bit of friendly teasing coming from the line, or coming from behind the firing line. And, you know, sometimes you might hear, you know, somebody might say, are you sure that bullet made it all the way to the target there? Or you might see, or, you know, one time I've heard the one comment, damn, I think I saw that bullet leave the barrel, it's moving so slow. So just because the, you know, the power factor may be 60 in SAS, I believe in IPSC, I got to scroll down my notes here. Actually, IPSC's got two categories for power factors, but they've got a minimum of 125, and same with IDPA, but we'll get to those two in a second. So, yeah, just because your minimum is your minimum doesn't, you know, you might get some friendly ribbon if you're a little too close to that minimum power factor. So just a heads up there. And, you know, it's all done in fun and all done in good humor. So with that being said, let's get on to the math. In SAS, and pretty much IDPA and IPSC do the same calculations as well. But what you do is you take your bullet weight, you times it by the velocity, which is your feet per second, and then you divide that by 1,000. The number you come up with is your power factor. Now, the example I'm about to give, again, it's because you're rhyming off a bunch of numbers, and when you're trying, like, you're trying to listen to this at work and you got other things, sometimes the numbers just get, you know, get lost in translation. So it's on the website. If you take a quick look at the website and you see the example there, it's very clear, and it's very simple and very easy to understand. So just, and this is from the SAS handbook. For example, a 100-grain bullet traveling at 600 feet per second has a power factor of 60. And again, the math is 100, which is the bullet weight, times 600, which is your velocity feet per second, and then you divide that by 1,000. And that's how you get your 60. So if you got a 77-grain bullet traveling at 800 feet per second, that's going to have a power factor of 61.6. So you got 77 bullet weight times 800, which is your feet per second, divided by 1,000. So that's how you figure out your power factor. And that mathematical formula is the same for IPSC, IDPA, and SAS. It's pretty standard that way. So how do you get your feet per second? How do you figure that out? Well, there's two ways. You can get yourself a chronograph, which measures your bullet speed. When you shoot it through over top of it and through these measuring devices. But that's going to cost you money. Not everyone has a chronograph, and so yeah, what are you going to do? Or you can use the information found in your reloading book. I use the Lyman book for my reloading information, and in the tables there, it gives you all the information you need. It gives you the pressures. It also gives you your feet per second. So if you're going to start deviating from those charts, then that's where you're going to need to get into getting a chronograph, because you are going to need to know what your bullet's traveling at. And I don't know of any other way than a chronograph to do that. Maybe there's some sort of mathematical foo that you can do it bullet weight by grains. I don't know. So that's if you're wondering how do you get your feet per second, those are the only two ways I know of doing it. Now, with the power factor, there's also a couple other considerations, at least within SAS. There's two other considerations that you got to take in when you're figuring out your loads. That is your minimum feet per second. And in SAS, your minimum feet per second is 400. So your bullet can't be traveling any slower than 400 feet per second. Now, with that said, there's always a maximum, or at least in this case, there is. The maximum velocity for standard revolvers is 1,000 feet per second. So you can't go above 1,000 and you can't go below 400. So if you got a chronograph and you're shooting and testing your loads, it's got to be between those two extremes. So that takes care of SAS. Now, I don't shoot IPSC, although actually IPSC just got approved, and my memory's escaping me, but I think they just did a black badge course recently too. But IPSC just got it reapproved or approved at my club, so it's not in the budget for this year, but maybe that might be something I consider for next year. I wouldn't mind getting into it. The boys out in New Brunswick from Canadian Reload Radio, they're very active shooters, so much so I believe Trevor's actually part of the IPSC National Committee for his club for this year. So, you know, you hear them talk about it quite a bit, so it might be something I try. So the following information I got, I had to get off the Wikipedia page. I wasn't able to look it up on their respective official sites. It's Easter weekend, and I'm kind of running out of time here. So, and I want to make sure I put out a decent show and not a rushed show. So I had to rely on Wikipedia for the following information. So if it's off, blame Wikipedia. It's their fault, not mine. So, IPSC, USPSA, which is the U.S. version of IPSC. Now, IPSC does it a bit different. They have actually two categories. They've got major and minor. And what it is the distinction is anything that shoots that has a power factor below 165 is going to be in the minor category. Any power factor that is above 165, you're going to be in the major category. Now, I didn't go too deep into this, but on the Wikipedia page, they do talk about how the scoring system is different between major and minor. And with IPSC, it's the further away you get from center, the less points you get. So if you're in major, the point system goes 5 points center. The next one out is 4 and then 2. In minor, it goes 3 and then 1. So you get penalized more for poor shots in minor. So they kind of give you incentive to try and get to the 165 power factor for major, because you get penalized less in the major category. So again, you know, this is off the Wikipedia page, so I don't know how up to date this is. But that's with IPSC, you got two categories: major, which is 165 and greater, and you got the minor category, which is below 165. Now, IPSC, as well as IDPA, they both have the same minimum power factor, and that is a power factor of 125. So so they do have a minimum. There's nothing mentioned on the Wikipedia page as far as velocities, minimum and maximum velocities. So for IPSC, that's IPSC. IDPA is, they just have the minimum power factor of 125. But they do have, and that's for all divisions, except for the custom defensive pistol, and this is restricted to semi-automatics chambered in 45 ACP, and the enhanced service revolver division, their power factors must be a minimum of 165. So all the other divisions are 125. Now there was a note on the Wikipedia page that said effective the January 17th, 2011, the power factor for Stock Service Revolver Division, SSR, was reduced to 105, since most factory-produced 38 special ammunition available on the market did not meet the previous minimum power factor of 125. So I don't know if that's still the case or not. So it looks like if you're shooting a 38 special, you can go with 105 in the Stock Service Revolver Division. So that is basically power factor in a nutshell. Like I said, I don't shoot IPSC and IDPA yet, so I can't really speak too much on those two as far as experience. You know, I'm a cowboy shooter, so I've been to shoots, and you know, I got a little bit more experience on that side of things. So that's basically power factor. It's just, you know, it's just a measuring tool to make sure that everyone stays within a certain range, to try and keep everything as equal as possible. You know, I'm going to throw contact information out one more time. I'll just do this real quick. The website is newshootercanada.ca. We're on Facebook, New Shooter Canada, and the email is host@newshootercanada.ca. You can also leave comments directly on the website as well. This past couple weeks, I've had two listeners comment on the website, leave comments, which was awesome. So feel free to do that as well if you want to contact the show that way. If you comment on the show notes, it'll show up to everyone else, so you know you can even get a little discussion going and you know whatnot. So that's kind of cool. Now, I've decided for an upcoming show, I might even do it my next show. I'm not sure. I got a couple ideas that I'm working on. But because I got talking quite a bit about reloading, and the power factor topic really revolves around reloaders, because you're making your own custom rounds, I decided it might be about time to do a show on reloading. Now, I don't reload rifle, so it'd be strictly a pistol reloading show, and just basically just kind of go over the steps and what you need and whatnot, and the steps of walking through reloading around. So I don't know if that's going to be the next show, but it's definitely going to be coming up within the next few anyways, and so that you got that to look forward to. I also posted up in the show notes, took my girlfriend shooting. It was the first time she's ever been out shooting. She put 10 rounds through my 22 rifle, and then decided she wanted to give the pistols a try. Now, I know that some of the veterans out there are going, "Oh, George, why did you go straight to a 45 with a new shooter?" Well, normally my procedure is I do, you know, 10, 20 rounds of the 22, and then I've got a ranch hand, and I've got my full my cowboy lever. So I usually do, you know, 10 rounds through the lever, then 10 rounds through the Rossi, and then we move on to the pistols. All I got is 45s. So if I had 9s, I'd do 9s. And in this case, it's a bit of a dumbass and forgot to buy bullets. So I only had 19 to load up. So we weren't able to do the typical, you know, work your way down to the pistols. So you know, you want to do a bit of beating up, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Anyways, with that being said, it was her first time ever shooting a pistol. She had only shot 10 rounds out of my 22 rifle. She took 4 shots. Shots 3 and 4 were headshots on the zombie. It's an 8 by 11 sheet, and I think I had it at 8 meters. About 8 meters away. So it was a respectable distance, and you know, go and check it out. I'm so proud of her. She was owning that zombie. And the running joke before she came out shooting was always you know, me and you, babe, versus the zombies. And she always kind of joked, "No, I think I'll just be behind you reloading as you're shooting them." You know what? After seeing her shoot, she'll be standing next to me. My dad, he's a terrible shot. He'll be the one that's behind us reloading. Anyway, so I just decided I wanted to do a little bit of bragging. You know, it's my show. I can brag if I want to. And I just wanted to do a bit of bragging for her. I also like to give some thanks for some feedback. I'd like to thank Rod from Vancouver, James, and Steel Town Guy. Rod and Steeltown Guy left some comments on the website, and James had sent me an email to the email address host@newshootercanada.ca. So thanks, guys, for the feedback. Greatly appreciated. Always love hearing from the listeners. And one more special shout-out, and that's to my girl Wanda. Like I said, I took her shooting for the first time this weekend, and not only did she kick some zombie butt, she also was just absolutely enthusiastic and bubbly. So to my girl, and to the rest of my listeners, keep your barrels pointed downrange and smoke them.